Colton, just take us through this time for you. Obviously, you were hoping that this would be a short stint for you, and it's taken a little longer just with some complications. But where's your head kind of been at? What have you been doing to keep busy?
Yeah, just been showing up and trying to accomplish whatever I'm supposed to do that day. Kind of knew what the injury was, and, you know, the only thing that really could heal it was time. And just trying to keep a good mental headspace and showing up and doing whatever I can around the clubhouse.
Is that just an instinct thing when you dive into the bag, just a hustle play that now you look back and say, well, I wish I had just run through it?
Yeah, I mean, hindsight, you can always say, just run through it. You know, it wasn't one of those things where I thought it was a faster situation. It was PFP coming over and, you know, throw was up the line, you know, trying to kind of avoid a tag, and my instincts just kind of took over and tried to get around them. So, you know, it was unfortunate. You know, I know that it's not a baseball play that you're really supposed to make, but, you know, sometimes your instincts take over, and, yeah, like you said, hindsight, you know, I could have just dogged it out of the box and not really, you know, put an effort in, but, you know, at the time, was just trying to get the tying runner up to the plate, and, you know, I'm always going to hustle. That's just kind of who I am, and, you know, definitely going forward, going to be definitely more cautious with that and be a little bit smarter.
Was yesterday the first time you took DP, or have you been hitting?
Yesterday was first day hit on the field. I've been hitting for, or swinging, I should say. Started swinging right around 4 weeks post-injury. So it's been a couple weeks, but yesterday was first day getting out on the field.
When do you think you can be back?
You know, that's something that, you know, me and the training staff and strength conditioning staff have talked about, and you know, we're hoping to get in some rehab games here soon, and you know, go from there, trying to get as many at bats as I can in rehabbing and making sure that I'm feeling good to come back.
Everybody knows, Colton, how seriously you take this game and how much you care about it. How challenging has it been mentally to be off these past few weeks?
Yeah, it's definitely been challenging. I think that it's something that, you know, I'm going through for the first time, and you know, I think the big thing is trying to show up and being an asset, not someone who's bringing down the clubhouse, and just trying to do what I can. You know, I think that it's one of those things, showing up, getting my work done, and then after that, just trying to be like an energy fountain rather than a drain. And it's definitely been tough with how things have gone this year, but like I said, just trying to continue to show up each and every day and, you know, handle my business.
Do you have any limitations at this point, or are you able to do almost everything now?
From what my understanding is, no limitations right now.
You mentioned the way things are going right now. Why do you think things are happening with this team the way they are?
Man, that's a loaded question itself. You know, I think that it's just kind of been a spiral effect. You know, I think that, you know, just I've been able to take a step back and kind of observe things kind of as a fan. And, you know, I think that, you know, one, we're not playing as well as we can. Obviously, I know that this group is very, very talented, and do I believe that we're going to turn it around? Yes, absolutely. But I think the big thing is just going out there, you know, pitching, hitting, defense, just all clicking at the same time. It feels like, you know, as of late, it's been we've pitched, we haven't hit, we hit, you know, we haven't really pitched, and then the defense has been so-so here and there. But I think that, you know, really turn it around. We just got to start clicking on each one of those aspects.
The decision yesterday to part ways with Grant High, how much, that was obviously the first managerial change you've undergone as a major league.
Mm-hmm.
How have you kind of dealt with it? How's the clubhouse dealt with it? And what did you mean to you?
Yeah, Brandon was, I really liked him as a manager. You know, I felt like he handled the clubhouse well, and it's unfortunate. It's just the business side of the game, and I think that's the first time I've experienced it. But, you know, I think the clubhouse is doing the best we can, given the circumstances. And, you know, I think we're looking forward to moving on and, you know, just getting this thing rolling.
You mentioned you like being a fountain for this team. What are those ways that you've enjoyed showing up, whether that's going over games with guys or just kind of being a voice in the dugout in game?
Yeah, whether it's just, you know, being a voice in the dugout or someone in the clubhouse, just trying to bring as much positive energy as I can, and that's pretty much all you can do whenever you're on the shelf right now. So that's pretty much it.
How much does it mean for you to be back with them again? I know it was tough to have to step away while they went on the road.
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, getting to go on the last road trip was great. I was actually a little under the weather the first time in Minnesota, so I didn't quite get to be in the stadium for that. But being in Anaheim was great with the guys, and you know, I think that just being around them makes you feel more involved than when you stay back and you're getting here early and just knocking your work out.
How do you maybe hope that change can spark something in this team, to give you a sense of urgency, or just what can you benefit from that?
Yeah, I don't, you know, like I said, I know Manzo said it yesterday, you know, it's not a good thing for that to happen. I think that it's one of those things that as players, you know, you feel responsible, and you know, that's the business side of the game. And you know, I think that for change to happen, I think it's just one of those things where we're just going to have to keep our head down and keep working and starting to play together as a collective unit.
Thanks, Cole. Thanks, Cole.